Okay, so today's daf is Erevin Daf Yud Beis. Okay, and so we will begin with the bottom of Yud Aleph on the Beis. It's about Ika Da'amri. It's about five lines from the bottom. Different ways to understand the debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about how much we assume it's reasonable for someone to make a mistake. So, in terms of the time of day, so ikadami amar baye kishutimtza lomar ledivrei meir adam toa mashehu. You can also say that according to Rabbi Meir, someone makes a mistake, small amount. Ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda adam toa shav v'mashu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, people can make a mistake of 1 hour and a little bit. So how do we understand that? Ledivrei Meir adam toa mashehu ma'isek yihava obisof shtaim hava obitchila shalosh. That, again, we're talking about two witnesses who testify, let's say, to a murder. And one person said it happened in the, second, and one said in the third. So we validate their testimony, because you can say that it happened at the end of the second or the beginning of the third, and one of them just made a mistake with a couple minutes when he meant the end of the second hour. It was really the beginning of the third, or one person said the beginning of the third, it meant the end of the second hour. Dear Rabbi Huda, Adam Toa Shal Mashahu. Kon Rabbi Huda, a person makes a mistake of an hour in a little bit. Maisa Gihava, Obisof Shalosh, Obitchilas Chamesh. So let's say one person is the third hour, one person is the fifth hour. So that would also be a valid testimony, because maybe the murder happened the end of the third hour, which is, or the beginning of the fifth hour, and one of the witnesses made a mistake of 1 hour and a little bit. Because if the action happened into the third hour, then you can say that the person who said the fifth hour, he meant to say the beginning of the fifth, and he made a mistake of an hour. And if the murder happened in the beginning of the fifth hour, so you can say the person said the third hour intended to mean the end of the third hour, and he made a mistake about an hour and a little bit. Also, Rav Huna braid Rav Yehuda v'amra lishmaite kami derava. So Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda, went, and he said this teaching in front of Rava Amar. Rava said back to him, "Uma ilu daikine bahani sahadi." He says that if we would have checked these witnesses and been precise in their words, the haide kamar shalosh bitchila shalosh, that we could have found out if the person who said the third hour, his intent was that it was the beginning of the third. And this one who said the fifth, his intent was the end of the fifth. And then there would be a significant difference of almost 3 hours. Or according to a velokatlina, it wouldn't have killed the person. Now we're going to kill the person based out of doubt. In other words, we're saying, oh, maybe when the person at 30 means the end of the third. Well, why don't you ask to be 100% precise? Don't we leave no stone unturned in determining whether someone should be killed or not? The Torah says that we have to judge and we have to try to save. We have to try to leave no stone unturned, try to save the individual. So Elamar Rava, rather, what does Rava say? Rather, Rava says the following. He says, L'divir Meir Adam Toa Shtei shalos chosem mashehu. The divrei Rabbi Yehuda on Toa shalos chosem mashehu. Really, according to a mayor, a person, it's reasonable to assume a person will make a mistake of 2 hours, and if he don't make a mistake of 3 hours. The divrei mayor adam Toa shtei shalos chosem mashehu. A person will make a mistake of 2 hours less a bit. Ma'asek yihava obitchila shtaim obisof shalosh. Let's say the murder happened in the beginning of the second hour, the end of the third hour. Ve'chad bidak katal shtei shalos chosem mashehu. And one person made a mistake of about 2 hours, almost 2 hours. Because if we distance their testimony as much as possible, and we say that it happened in the beginning of the second hour, and the person who said three meant the end of the third, or that we say that the murder happened at the end of the third hour, the person who said two, the second hour, he meant the beginning of the second hour, so then there's the most. If I say second hour it happened, and you say the third hour, the most that we could say that either one of us made a mistake was 2 hours. And Rameer says that's reasonable. Dear Rabbi Huda, Adam Tov, Shalosh Shalosh Chatzim Asher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake of 3 hours, less a little bit. My say, Giyava, Obed Chila Shalosh, Obed Sof Chavesh. So I say the third hour, the murder happened. You say the fifth hour. So if the action happened, the beginning of the third or the end of the fifth, so one of us, V'chad Minah, Chatzim Shalosh Shalosh Chatzim Asher. So one of us made a mistake of 3 hours, less a little bit. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rava's explanation of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda from the beginning of the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Tanan, learned of Ishta, how you both get also b'sheva chakiros. We would examine the witnesses with seven different types of questions, right? The chakiros are the chakiros are essentially the what we're going to see, the time and the place. Beza Shavua, what year in the which Shemitah cycle is it of the Yovel? Beza Shana, which year? Beza Chodesh, which month? Bekama Chodesh, which day of the month? Beza Yov, what day of the week? Beza Sha'a, what hour? And Beza Malkum, what place? Utnan, Ma Ben Chakiros and Bedikos. What's in between Chakiros and Bedikos? Chakiros, Amarechon, have any Yodei, do some Betela. If you ask someone about a Chakira, time and place, and the person says, I don't know, their testimony is invalid. Bidikos, what about bidikos? I feel shnem omim any adam yodim edusim kayevas. By bidikos, if it's not time or place, and even if both of them say we don't know, then the testimony is still valid. Vavina bana, and then they ask, they discuss this issue. Maishna chakiros and maishna bidikos. What's in between chakiros and bidikos? Varmina, and we answered chakiros. Amarecham hem any odei edusim betela davila edusya iatayochal azima. When it comes to chakiros, if someone says I don't know, the testimony is invalid. Why? Because it's a testimony that you can't make the person into an Eid Zomim, into a false witness. Because, yeah, you can only testify if there's a threat that if you testified falsely, you could have done what you wanted to that person. And that only works if you clarify. If you say, I don't know, you know, what where this took place, so that no one else can say, oh, at this time you're with us. So it has to be testimony where you could become an Eid Zomim through that testimony. So therefore you need all these questions. Bedikos, even by bedikos, that they're not related to time and place, even if the witnesses don't testify, if they say we don't know, you can still make them Eidim Zomim. So that's why bedikos, even if they say I don't know, their testimony is still valid. Now the Gemara asks, if you say a person makes a mistake with such a big mistake, corner of mayor, 2 hours and review to 3 hours. Because what's going to happen? Let's say I say I saw the murder on the second hour of the day, and the second day of Kislev, and then you come and in New York, and then you come and you say, oh, you were with me in the second hour of the day on the second of Kislev in Chicago. So, what could I say? Oh, I didn't realize I made a mistake. Maybe it might have not been the second hour. It might have been the fifth hour. It might have been 3 hours later or 2 hours later, depending on which tani you hold. So you can never have testimony that Yachol Azima. So the Gemara answers the Yavina Lahu Kulei Tausa. No, we give the witnesses all the hours that they could theoretically make a mistake. So the truth is, in order for the witnesses to be killed, if the witness says that this murder happened on, let's say, the fourth hour in this place, so you would need to say that, let's say, from the second hour, the second hour to the sixth hour, you're with us in the other place. And now the Ramei or Yavina Lahu, so we're going to explain. Yavina Lahu, Mitchila Shal Rishon Atzov Chamesh. So Rameir, you would have to say, for the beginning of the first to the end of the fifth hour, you were with us in this other place. And the Gemara says, Uvedinu, the Nesev Lahu Meikar Tfei. And really, we should give him actually an extra hour, because he said what did he say? Because according to Rameir, when you said the second, so you give him, what? You give him 2 hours. So, I'm sorry. One person said the second hour, and the second person said the third hour. So the person said the second hour, you give him for the beginning of the first hour until the end of the fourth hour. And the person who said the third hour, you give him from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the fifth hour. So the guy who said the second hour, you should actually give him another hour. Ella ben yamam lo to incha. You guys not going to make a mistake from the day to the night. In other words, even though he might make a mistake in the second, normally you give you a 2 hour window. We don't give him 2 hours because you're not going to make a mistake and say that it was the daytime when it was really the nighttime. For Rabbi Yehuda, we give him from the first to the sixth hour. In order to make him Ein Zomim, so then you have to say they're with us in this place from the first hour all the way to the sixth hour to cover any possible mistake. And really, we should give the person an extra hour, right? Because we should give him an hour before. And for the very same reason, what do we say? Ella ben yamam lelele, lo to enche. But people don't make a mistake from the day to the night. We should also give him an extra hour. Because really, the person said the fifth hour, right? One person said the third hour, one person said the fifth hour. The person says the fifth hour, we should give him the seventh and the eighth hour, right? Because you would say the fifth hour would be the end of the fifth. Then you have to the end of the sixth, end of the seventh, i.e. the beginning of the eighth. Ella shebachamish chama b'mizrach, v'sheva chama b'mara. But in the fifth hour, the sun's in the east, and the seventh hour, the sun's in the west. So that people don't make a mistake. So you'd have the full morning. Now the Gemara is going to return now to the machlokas, the debate between the Marin of Yehuda, based on our Mishnah Chametz. So the assumption, of course, in our Gemara right now is that the mistakes that people can make in terms of the timing when it comes to witnessing a murder is the same when it comes to chametz. Tanan, we learn the Mishnah. Rameir says, "Ochlim kol chametz. We eat the chametz. We can eat chametz the whole fifth hour. V'sarfi mitchila sheis, and we can burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour." Rabbi Huda says, "Ochlim kol arba v'tolim kol chametz. V'sarfi mitchila sheis." Rabbi Huda says, "We can eat the chametz all 4 hours." And we can let the chametz remain the entire fifth hour, and we burn it being in the sixth hour. Abaye aliba de Rabbi Meir, damar edam tov lo klum nechal kulishis. Well, let's see. Abaye, according to Rabbi Meir, who says regarding witnesses that a person does not make a mistake at all, right? If for capital punishment we say a person does not make a mistake at all, so here also let him eat the entire sixth hour, because mina Torah, the chachamim is only also in the beginning of the seventh hour. Why the chachamim make it go up? Require you to stop eating the chametz an hour earlier. Ulahach lishna nami, and according to this lashon also, the second lashon in the opinion of Abaye within the Ikadamri, within Rameir's opinion, the Amar Adam Toamashahu, Nechal Ad Sof Shis. And also, according to the Ikadamri, also let him eat to the end of the sixth. If you make a Mashahu, like a couple minutes, he should be allowed to eat to the end of the sixth. Why are we requiring him to stop eating an hour before? Abaye Libet Rabbi Yehuda Amar Adam Toa Chatzi Shah. Abaye, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then a person makes a mistake about a half an hour. Let him eat until the middle of the sixth hour. And according to the Ikadamri within Rabbi Yehuda, you should allow him to eat until the end of the fifth hour. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say the whole fifth hour is forbidden with achila? In other words, what they hold about the likelihood of a person making a mistake when it comes to capital punishment is different. We seem to be stricter when it comes to chametz than when it comes to assuming people making a mistake for capital punishment. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye says, Edus Mesur Lizrizin. A person is not going to testify about capital punishment unless he's an expert in the hours, because he knows that they're going to investigate him and they're going to ask him about time and place and be very specific. Therefore, Quatre Meir, they don't make a mistake at all. In other words, they're not going to testify unless they know the exact hour. Or maybe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they'd make a little bit of a mistake. But by chametz, chametz l'kol maser, chametz, everyone has to search for chametz. And people who, and everyone, your average person is not an expert in the hours. So therefore, your average person will make more of a mistake. Rav Meir is 1 hour, and Rav Yehuda is 2 hours. Now the Gemara is going to ask now about Rava's position. The Rava, leave the Rav Meir, the Amar Adam Toesh, Dei Shels Chasid Mashahu, Mitchilas Chamesh Lonechel. According to Rava, according to Rabbi Meir, that a person makes a mistake of 2 hours, less a little bit. For the meaning of the fifth, he shouldn't eat Chamesh Chama B'Mizrach, V'Sheva Chama B'Marav. In the fifth hour, that was the answer. I'm sorry. So the question, according to Rava, shouldn't we prohibit Chamesh from the beginning of the fifth hour? Because the person's going to make a mistake in the seventh hour, that Chamesh is, in other words, that a person is going to make a mistake in the seventh hour, that Chamesh is also in the Torah, and to think that it's the fifth hour and eat the chametz. So why Rav Meir allow you to eat in the fifth hour? Right? That, according to this. So he says that chametz, the sun is in the east. So then, and the seventh hour, the sun's in the west. So we're not concerned that you're going to make a mistake. Right? And as according to Rava, that a person makes a 2 hour mistake, we feel that you're not going to make a mistake because the sun's in a different place in the seventh hour versus the fifth hour. Then the Gemara says, if that's the case, so then you should allow people to eat chametz in the sixth hour. Because if we're saying what? If we're saying the Isser Doraisa of chametz is in the seventh hour, and in the seventh hour the sun is on the west. So even in the sixth hour, people should be allowed to eat chametz because you're not going to make a mistake. What are you saying? The fifth hour, people are not going to make a mistake because the sun's on the east, and the seventh hour the sun's in the west. Also in the sixth hour, the sun's in the east. Yeah, he said, by the sixth hour, it's the sun is in the middle of the sky. And I guess the sun rays sort of join, I guess, the east and the west. It's close, you know. It's the sixth hour, it's close. It's like in the middle, and you can't always tell between the east and the west. So therefore, we're nervous that you might make a mistake between the sixth and the seventh hour. V'rava liba d'Rav Yehuda d'Amar Adam Torah shel shos chasim ashu. Rav according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a person will make a mistake of 3 hours, mitchilas arba lanechal, don't eat for the beginning of the fourth hour. Right. So the Gemara answers chamesh chama b'mizrach, sheva chama b'marav, v'kol shekein arba. So he says, listen, the fifth hour the sun's in the east, the seventh hour the sun's in the west, and certainly in the fourth hour that the sun's in the east, you're not going to make a mistake between the fourth hour and the seventh hour. Yihachi, if so, ask the Gemara. So let him eat in chametz in the fifth hour. So tirgam abaye liba the rava edus mesura lizrizin chametz lekol masur. So abaye can explain according to a rava the answer that he gave. That when it comes to testimony, people are more precise. They're not going to make a mistake between the seventh and the fifth hour. But chametz, not everyone's an expert to know the difference between the fifth and the seventh, based on the placement of the sun in the sky. Between the fourth and the seventh, everyone knows the difference. Between the fifth between the fifth and the seventh, even though there's a bit of a gap, still there are people who will make a mistake. The Rava Amar, and Rava said himself to answer this question, why did Rabbi Huda say you can't eat chametz in the fifth hour? Doesn't a person not make a mistake? A person doesn't make a mistake between that and the seventh hour. Lav Hayu Tam Rabbi Huda. Isn't Rabbi Huda's reasoning who forbids in the fifth hour because of a mistake in hours? And if so, maybe you should forbid the chametz from the beginning only of the sixth hour. El Rabbi Huda Latami Damar Ein Bir Labisrefa V'Yavel LeRabbanon Shachas Lukol Bo Eitzim. So we have a totally different answer. He's saying this is Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying the following, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're supposed to destroy chametz by burning. And the Rabbanon give you an hour, i.e. the fifth hour, in order to collect wood to burn the chametz. So really, chametz could have been asur only in the sixth hour, right? Because that's the amount. A person's not going to make a mistake between the fifth and seventh hour. Really, a person's not going to make a mistake. In other words, Rava will give a different answer than Abai suggested for him. Rava's going to say, between the fifth and seventh hour, nobody's going to make a mistake. But what are we doing? We're saying that really from the sixth hour and on, chametz is, you have to destroy the chametz. And we give you an hour after chametz is forbidden to collect wood to burn the chametz. Because when I'm guru, you actually have to burn the chametz. If we were to say that chametz is aser bachila only from the sixth hour, then you have to burn it. So then people would spend, you know, they would start collecting wood in the beginning of the sixth hour. They may not get it done in time. So instead, what are we doing? We're saying chametz is aser bachila an hour before. So what are you going to do that hour? You're going to collect wood, prepare the fire, and then burn it in the sixth hour. Eisvei Ravida la Rava. Ravida asked Rava from the following brisa. Amar Rav Yehuda Masai Shelo Bishas Biru. When is bir chametz specifically by burning? When do you destroy chametz specifically by burning? Shelo Bishas Biru. Not at the time of, not when chametz is aser, not when chametz has to be destroyed. Aval Bishas Biru Hashpasasa B'chol Davar. But in the beginning of the seventh hour, which is the time when you have to destroy it, you have to destroy it. You can destroy it with anything. You don't only need burning. But you can even crumble it up and throw it, scatter it into the wind or throw it into the sea. So if that's the case, why is chametz aser to eat on the fifth hour? And why are we burning you to collect wood for this? You could wait until the beginning of the seventh hour and destroy it with anything. You don't need wood. Salam Rava, Gzer Mishum Yom HaMa'unan. Ah, so Rava says, I have another answer. Maybe even in a regular day, a person will not make a mistake between the fifth and seventh hour because of the sun. But maybe it's a cloudy day that you can't see the sun. And you might think that the seventh hour, you're going to see the seventh hour. You're going to think that it's only the fifth hour. So the what's interesting is that when it comes to testimony, we don't kasher. We don't say if one witness said the fifth hour, one said the seventh hour, then their testimony is valid according to that opinion, because most days are not cloudy, and we don't follow the minority of cases in order to kill someone based on the testimony based on safek nefashas lekula. But by chametz, we want to be concerned with any possibility to avoid you from eating chametz when it's forbidden. So the Gemara asks, "I hachi afilu ba'arba shos namin lo necha." If so, even in the fourth hour, maybe also should eat chametz. So Rav Papa Raviz is mansud lakolhi. He's saying that everyone knows the fourth hour. That's when people typically eat. I guess in those days, they had a morning meal and afternoon meal. So they would eat in the fourth hour, so you sort of know, you know, when that is, so you're not going to make a mistake of that with another time. Tana Rabbanan. So now our rabbis teach the following. Shavi Shoda Bachal Ludim. The first hour of the day is, that's when a certain nation of cannibals would eat. Okay, they're really hungry, so they would eat in the first hour of the day. Shnia Machalistim. The second hour, the thieves would eat because they're also starving. And Shlishis Machal Yorshim. The third hour is the people who inherit a lot of money because they didn't work hard, so they're not working. They just first thing doing is getting up, they're eating. And Revis Machal Polim. The fourth hour is when the workers eat. Chamishis Machal Tamid Chachamim. The fifth hour, that's when Tamid Chachamim eat. Shishis Machal Kolam. The sixth hour is when your average person eats. Av Omar Papa Revis Mansud Lakolhi. But didn't my papa just say that the fourth hour is that's when everyone eats, and that's why you're not going to make a mistake between the fourth hour and the seventh hour. So Gemara says, okay, El Epoch, but just switch the price up. Revis Machal Kolam. The fourth hour is when people eat. At your average person eats. Chamishis machal poalim. The fifth hour is when workers eat. And shishis machal tamidei chachamim. And the sixth hour is when tamidei chachamim eat. Mikan. From this ve'elach, from here and on, after the sixth hour. Kizorik evin lachemetz. It's like you are throwing a stone to an empty thermos. Because it doesn't help you. Or a leather thermos. Amar abaye lo amran el lo tamidei b'tzavra. That's only if you didn't taste anything in the morning. But if you taste something in the morning, then food helps even after the sixth hour. Okay. So Amar Vashi says, Ravashi says that the way they argue, Rabbi Yehuda Meir argue by Chametz, by edus, by testimony, they also argue by chavetz. In other words, just like when it comes to testimony, the shear, the amount of that we assume someone will make a mistake for Rabbi Yehuda is greater than the amount that we would assume someone will make a mistake by Rabbi Meir, the same thing when it comes to chametz. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we are concerned about a two-hour mistake. And by Rabbi Meir, we're only concerned about a one-hour mistake. So Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Hainu hachtam rinan. Isn't that exactly what Abaye and Rava said? Hakamash balan. So it comes to teach us what? That that the answers that we gave to reconcile the contradiction that are said above are good answers. V'lo teva tanahi. And don't say that there's actually a machlokes. Don't say that, there are different tanaim who held what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda held. In other words, what did we say? We said that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda held something when it came to testimony, nature of mistakes when it comes to testimony, and they also held something when it came to chametz, and it seemed that it was different, that their mistake, that the concern of mistake is different. So one way you can answer it is that different people were in a shir, and I was in a shir, and you were in a shir, and I heard Rabbi Meir say one thing, and you heard Rabbi Meir say something else. And really, they hold the same thing for right, and so it's really two different tanaim. But we're saying, no, that's not the case. Ravashi is saying that indeed everyone holds that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that their positions are consistent with chametz and testimony. And that in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, Rabbi Meir holds that a person would make 2-hour mistake and Rabbi Yehuda holds 3-hour mistake. And by us, don't say that some Tanaim hold that Meir would say a person would make 2-hour mistake and Rabbi Yehuda would make a 3-hour mistake. And in a different Mishnah, Rabbi Meir would hold a 1-hour mistake and Rabbi Yehuda would hold a 2-hour mistake. No, Rabbi Ashi holds that they really hold the same amount, but chametz and edus are different. You know, it's not a machlokas Tanaim between the different Mishnayos. So that's the point. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Lo Shanu Ela Bishal. So Val Echad Omer Kodem Hanetzachama. Rashim Bashi just wants to point out in the Mishnah Sanhedrin that if one witness made a mistake of 1 hour, 2 hours, so their testimony is good, that's only if it was that was it. But if one said that I saw the murder take place before sunrise, and one says that I saw the murder take place after sunrise, so then their testimony is invalid, because no one would make a mistake, and one would say before, one would say after. Gemara asks, Pshita, is that obvious? Ella, Echad Omer, Kodem Yitzchava, Echad Omer, V'socha Yitzchava, Yidusim B'Tela. Rather, what's he saying? That's obvious, but what if one said that it happened before sunrise, and one said it happened during sunrise, the beginning of sunrise? That also is an invalid testimony. Gemara says, Hanami Pshita, isn't that also obvious? Ma'aru Teva, what is it that you might have said? Tarvayu Chad Abilsakami. Maybe they're saying the same thing. One says before, one says during. V'had Kamar. And this one who says, "Besoch Neitz Achama." Why do you say it happened during Neitz Achama? Bigiluya Havakai, because he was standing in the place where I guess the light was, I guess, was shining, or Vizahure, or this right Vizahure Ba'amahu Dechazi, and he saw sparks of light, and he thought that was the sun, or maybe he saw right Kamash Balah. No, that if one says at the end before sunrise, one says during sunrise, we're not going to attribute that to a mistake. Okay. So I think we are good for today.